What is it that you would truly love to be able to live? If you examine carefully and deeply your desires, that inner yearning of your heart, you find that there's an impetus toward unity, being, living in love, joy, harmony, peace, knowing why you have come into this world, why you're living, what it means for yourself. And if you look further at your life and you see it from a series of disjointed activities, and you don't see any reason at all for being or why you've done something and what it is leading toward, then you don't have much hope. You think that it's very random. From another perspective, if you re-examine those same activities, a little higher perspective, you see that there appears to be some reason to it. Some form or pattern, some movement that's going on. What were little happenstances that, from the lesser perspective, seem disjointed, seem just like the activities of life bearing down on you, then take on a greater meaning as your understanding and perspective is higher. You begin to see a little bit more of the relationship of these things, these activities, these events, your desires. In other words, you begin to learn more and more of what you're doing and what's going on and some of the reasons behind it. You see or sense more of what the benefits have taken place through life and how life itself is unfolded and giving you opportunities, and moved you closer toward the real understanding of what you are. That may be hardships, difficulties also, but if you examine them further, if you go into them more, you'll find the benefits and how that they are all part of a larger pattern and framework. This is seen. And then if you go further, eventually, as a person grows, they begin to understand and realize and sense more and more how wider and more inclusive one is. You remember, you sense, sitting in the woods on that sunshiny day or the whiff of a flower that comes, living in nature, the sunshine, the light that unfolds, experiences that you have of unity, of being, and you remember, this is what's more real. This is what I'm moving toward. This is what I am. And these unfolding, these glimpses, these points toward more of what the real is, what you are part of, what the potential of your movement is going toward. And then you may understand more and more as you progress how the events in your life all are interconnected and correlated, how they also deal more one with another. Now, from a broader or higher perspective yet, as you're getting glimpses and senses and feelings of what you really are and what's the real, and the sense of home and returning, and you begin to feel as though you're moving towards something that is very right, very real, and all the indications are that it's one of joy, peace, unity, bliss, being, knowing. And the remembering is a process that one goes through, and so there's an awakening that points you toward this. From the perspective of the one who's gone further, and the mystic, the one who realizes and knows, he or she would say that all life is moving toward a state of balance, harmony, joy, beauty, love, of realization, of remembering oneself, becoming oneself. All life is seeking and is fulfilling, is growing toward oneself in these higher attributes. And that a person, as he or she goes further in life, in remembering and re-becoming, takes on again and relives again this particular way of being. If you were to look at it from another perspective, you'd say that all religion, all teachings are pointing toward this one unity of being. And that all people are as part of the one being that has multiple bodies, has great diversity in itself, has moved out away from itself and then is rejoining, that all life is in all, which includes all people, and is in the process of re-becoming at this higher level of oneself. Everything's moving toward this balance, harmony, joy, peace, love, these qualities which stem from the unity of oneself, one being, and the realization, the re-becoming, and functioning in this manner, that it's all pointing toward this. It may take thousands of years, or hundreds of years, or 50 years, or 10 years, or in a flash, it doesn't matter. The time isn't that important, but rather the process is moving toward that. And if a person examines what they're doing in this context, then what's needed to take in terms of moving toward that becomes the individual's work. The work is of becoming realization, realized, fulfilling oneself in this world, and fulfilling what's needed to do in this particular world, in this sphere, in this earth at this point. And if you examine again those qualities that are needed, you can begin to break them down into elements, and you see that it's not just cut and dry, that it's not just one thing, although it all points toward that one unity, but that there are a number of different steps and variations that are needed to take place and for a person to grow through, just like learning any activity or profession or skill. One goes through a number of various steps and stages in the growth toward becoming the musician, the artist, the teacher, the doctor, the lawyer, whatever the occupation is, doesn't matter. But the growing in front of oneself, that's the needed work. If you keep and you stay in the perspective of just the forms in front of you, and you limit everything to just a small aspect of your life, then you'll find that your work, your understanding of what your work is, will reflect that. And so what you do, what you're called to do, will be within that framework. Rise higher, broader, and you'll see more, be aware of more, and then your perspective will grow, And so will your understanding of your own personal work needs of steps to take grow, and you'll be able to put yourself toward that more. So your work grows in relation to your capacity and your understanding and your perspective. But if you go further, as I say, and most people will get these glimpses and senses, it's one of the your life is pointing toward that realization and re-becoming, that knowing of oneself, that freedom, that love, that light, the continuity of breath and being that one points toward. And so this becomes one's work in a larger sense. From the perspective of guidance and assistance, if the individual who's doing the guiding, assisting, really knows, then they are aware of the end or the goal, and they're also aware of the condition that the individual that they're helping is in, and they work backwards and see the steps that are needed in front of them. And so what's the most valuable thing to do is to give or assist the individual with what's needed to do right in front of him or her, the very next step to do. If you are following your own intuition and guidance and are tuning yourself to life and you're beginning to get that feeling and the knowing, the conscious knowing of the framework that you are being guided through this process in life itself, then your most important step is following what unfolds to you as being right in front of you to do. And if your perspective includes a number of avenues, it's more than just a limited one step, then you may see that there are four or five or many different activities that are needed and that balance each other, that harmonize, that interrelate, and then you find that you can continue taking those steps one at a time in front of you. This becomes your work. This is your work, and you're part of that. And as you go further, you find that this increases more and more. Your understanding grows, and the steps that are taken grows, your awareness grows, your consciousness, and what you affect grows. And as you do this, then you find that you reach more toward the realness of yourself. And so every person, every being is within this larger process of growing back to oneself, of becoming again, of fulfilling what's needed to do. And the work that's in front of a person, the next steps that a person takes, this is their personal work that is called for. And if they're more successful in that, they grow higher, just like a physician who grows higher in their work, or a musician who can play a number of instruments, or a gardener who can garden with more plants and has more techniques and abilities, so that they'll find that the range and scope of their work increases as they go further and further. When you're looking at the particulars in front of you, it relates to the level that you're on, the level of awareness you have, the capacity, the understanding, and the larger framework that you see, and that you're in. And the more you see and sense and feel and know of the next steps to take and where it's pointing toward, the more you become aware of the pattern that exists, the reasons behind activities. And if you go further, you seek the reason behind the reason, then you find the interrelationship more and more of life's guidance and the activities that you have and experiences that you've had, and where you're pointing more toward. And as you're doing this, as you're growing in it, you're getting the inklings and feelings or knowings that can be nebulous or concrete of those things in the world to move toward, and what it is that you're moving toward. This becomes your understanding of your work from a greater perspective. And what you're reading or seeing or becoming aware of are potentials. They're frameworks, they're patterns. It doesn't mean that they necessarily have to be exactly that, but what you're doing is you're sensing or being aware of, to one degree or another, the overall pattern, and this is what you're moving toward. And you may get a understanding or inkling or sense or feeling that life is guiding you to do such and such in a certain time frame. And it may be that the time frame actually isn't so much set as rather, again, you're getting the understanding and sense that it's that this is the pattern of it. This is the general sense of it. Now, there are times in which something has to be completed within a certain time frame, and you may get the guidance of that also. But this, what I'm speaking about, is the overall general flow, and you're looking at it, and it's being interpreted through the awareness and consciousness that this is the sort of thing that you're moving toward in this season. And the season can be of weeks, months, days, years, whatever it happens to be. It reflects that consciousness, and it's looking at the framework and the pattern of what's evolving, just like the growing of fruit in the garden and the trees may be multiple seasons, and yet there may be work for each one of the particular years. And in the springtime, you treat differently in terms of mulching or fertilizing than you do in the fall when it's pruning time. There's the gathering of the fruit in the summer. There's the planting of more trees because the sense you have is an orchard is growing. And you put yourself toward that. When a person is assisting and guiding another person, then in dealing with their activities, their framework, they're looking at the potentials and what the next step is needed, and they're seeing what can be, and they're saying, and they're looking and saying, well, it appears to be that it's going to be within this general frame of reference that this next step or these next steps are taken. But that always depends on the individual and other conditions. And so part of the work that of assisting and guiding another, and part of your own work in going further, is to temper your understanding of the time frame with the reality of what exists, and then being able to adjust this now as is needed. And then as you go further, you may find that a certain approach is working or not working, and then that also may have to be adjusted, modified in some manner. And then the time frame for that process changes, and it may incorporate other elements or qualities. And this is part of the work, the personal work that's in front of an individual. Now, the person is still pointing toward the real, pointing toward that unity of being, pointing toward that goal of realization, of love, of freedom, of fulfillment. But still they have the steps to take within that framework. And so if you're aware of it, you're conscious of it, and you're working with that, then depending upon your capacity and ability and your tools, you'll be able to apply certain elements to make those steps. And if you're guiding and assisting somebody, then your framework is a little different, but it's still the moving toward that one goal, and this becomes the intermediate steps that are the ways to that. That's what you're assisting the individual to, and they're trusting in your guidance for that. Now, every person has their own path. The saying, statement is there are as many paths as there are hearts. Obviously, the progression has to be tailored and is tailored toward the individual, and everyone is different, and then every step that a person makes has an effect on this. Every thought, every feeling, every attitude, and so it's in a constant state of flux and change and development and growth. The person gets caught in a particular form or pattern and dies, so to speak, within that until those bonds are broken, and then they go further. And usually it's a multiple bonds, and some are free and some are loose, and some are going forward and some are going in backwards or in different directions. And so it's the composite of this that shows the growth or the backward movement of the individual. Now, this is the body within oneself, that is the smaller body of being and the work that's in front of, we'll say, the individual. The individuality moving toward the universal. Every group, every organization, every form has its own birth, growth, intermediate stages, and dying and death. Every stage has its potentials. Every step has its forms to work through, and every time a body or group goes further, makes next step, then there's the unfolding of the following step, to take or not to take, and then this can be modified as one goes. This is the work of the group or organization, and the goals and intentions of that will determine much of where the group is going toward. The capacity will reflect that intention. The abilities will reflect that intention. And the perspective of the people within that will also form the boundaries, the framework of what's taking place. And if you go further in any group or organization, you can follow the same process going on, be it a state, a country, or the planet itself. Each one of these things has a framework, and it requires a certain perspective and ability to function within that, to perceive it, to be aware of it. And then, depending upon a person's capacity and what they're asked to do, they may or may not work with groups or organizations or bodies more than themselves in a conscious, direct manner. The mystic works with a higher level of form and body, and this has many, many different steps and stages and grows and continues to include more and more until one grows to be of the one being, the one body, which incorporates all things, all forms. And this, then one becomes part of the larger work and effort in the moving forward toward that unity, the unification of being, the remembrance, the realization of oneself, the higher life, living again in that same love, joy, harmony, beauty, bliss that the individual strives toward. It's only that the body has grown more and is more inclusive and now includes all the world or all the solar system or the universe or whatever it happens to be that the individual grows toward. It's again moving toward that one realization of being and that freedom and joy and bliss that takes place through the growing of oneself. And when we speak of the work, what we're talking about is the level of understanding and capacity of awareness that a person has consciously, that they're called or asked requested that they are functioning in, that they're part of. It can be personal steps and stages, it can be a larger society, societal steps, and, but in all cases, it's a moving toward the progression of this unity and joy of realization and re-becoming. So if you were to look at the world and say, what is it that I would want to have as the ideal of the world, you're examining and you're becoming aware and conscious of again, of the highest states living in this situation of joy, of love, of peace, of freedom, of harmony. And then how is this reflected in society and the relations between people? Well, then would mean that people are also living in this manner. And so there are the steps and stages that are in front of the larger body in order to make those next steps. And just as an individual has a different condition, and by condition I mean the situation that they're in, what they're aware of, the stage that they're in, so too does an organization, any group, any form, a religious path, an organization of a corporation or a business or a social organization or a county or a state or a country and so forth. And what you find is the unification that's taking place in the world now, the globalization, are opening up more doors and more potentials in the movement toward this unification. We're in a very interesting time, but from the perspective of the mystic, we're always in interesting times. Some are more fluid, some are more active, some are more restive. There are times when there are balance is needed, times when it becomes more active. And this is the same thing with an individual. And so the individual tries to harmonize and do those activities which in their daily life, which reflect the needs of activity or balance or quietness or concentration or focus, whatever it happens to be. Times of living together with people, times of retreating away from the world. And so too does the higher work include the same qualities that a person gets involved in the daily activities which promote the larger perspective that's needed. And so from this larger perspective, we're always moving toward it. When you look at the overall framework of the individual in their life, you say, well, in the next X number of years, I'm going to be moving toward this, and this is generally where I'm going and the pattern and generally what's needed. And if you're not quite seeing that inclusively, then you might say, well, it seems as though I'm pointing toward finishing this job or working in this job or maybe even more limited, that it's today's activity is to tend the garden. And that's your framework. From the higher mystic perspective, one is examining and looking at and working with is within the framework of progression, which is a more inclusive and so can spread out into thousands of years, or what one is reading as, what one is perceiving as the pattern of thousands of years, and over time, whereas actually they're looking at what's the conditions to move from here to there, and this may be adapted in some way. So when we say it's it looks as though over the next 1,000 or 2,000 years we're moving toward X, Y, Z, then we're just reading the framework as it is now, and this is going to be modified or can be modified, is likely to be modified in some manner as we get into it a little bit more. just as you can look at the framework of the individual and what they're pointing toward, so you can you, and also the condition and the stage that the person is in, so can you look at the particular stage and steps that are needed for a larger group or body, and the same applies to the entire world as we're moving forward. And just as you can see the goal and the end toward that, and you may say, well, the individual has the opportunity to go through the stages and steps of realization very quickly and is only limited by their capacities and their mind and their attitudes and further the attunement of heart and breath and being and becoming, letting go of oneself as lesser. So too do you look at the framework and the steps and stages that are needed from a larger sense. And this is where we get into what is called the greater work. And this harmony of work is something that's being done constantly. And the perspective of work is that which through the one being, the working together of illuminated souls, of realized beings as one body, making up the embodiment of that spirit of guidance into the world, and then acting in accord with their own understanding, each personality will say, doing what's needed in front of them. And what's needed in front of them may include a very large scope or a small scope, but it's all directed toward the harmony of unity of being. Thus, when a person places himself or herself within the framework of giving, selflessness, serving, doing what's needed, a person becomes aware of, or partly aware of, their position in this process, in this picture. And this is according to their capacity, and then the tools and abilities unfold within that, and the person is asked to do one or more things in combination with other parts of their own being, with other beings, in the moving of the whole process forward. Steps in front of oneself. And the framework that we describe in terms of perhaps 100 years or 1,000 years or what's needed now are again just potentials and patterns that we're examining. And then we're relating these to time frames. Just as an individual, or a group, or a family, or an order, has a growth and steps and stages, each one as they grow, like a company or a corporation or a school, will have different needs at various times and will be working on different qualities or elements. The baseball pitcher learns the curveball and the fastball and the slider and so forth, and then learns how to stand on the mound and learns reading signals. Each one of these is done in different manners at different times, and they build on each other. And some are worked together all at one time. So too in the world, what we're finding is that there's a certain framework that we're within, and that there are certain stages that we've reached and capacities we have in this moving toward the next steps and stages are what the next work is about and what we're involved in now. So if I were to say to you, what is this work? It's one of unification, balance, harmonization, solidification, opening up of the ways to more and more people, the coming together of the different teachings and as they have expressed separately more. It's the balance of interaction of harmony of peoples. And all these can be described in more particulars, but this is what's going on in the world at this point. These are all part of the larger work, the framework of larger work. The growth of understanding that's taking place. And yet there's a great deal of resistance to that, disharmony. And just as with an individual who fights the letting go of oneself and is fighting their lesser qualities, so too do we have wars and interactions with people and hatred. Willingness to let go is balanced with the clinging and the holding on to the old, and just as the willingness and the openness to accept something new and is being welcomed, so too is the fear of letting go of something, the false security that a person has. And this fight continues, and this is showing itself in this society today. But in general, we're moving toward a state over the next few thousand years, a pattern of reconciliation, of unification, of balance, of harmony, the opening up of the teachings of the various ways, consolidating and strengthening the positive that exists right now. We're moving toward a period where, away from, because it's been fulfilled already, of the individual prophet, and the prophet, what I'm speaking about, is a state of awareness and state of living, and this was always reflected in the past in teachers or guides or and the actual prophetic function of people who are bringing forward different or working through different paths or teachings in general, although from the higher mystic perspective, they were always working through the one being, one through the way. But we have gone beyond the separation, so that we're moving toward the state of people, each individual becoming a prophet, reaching the level of prophethood, being part of the work at that level, being part of the realized being again at that level. In terms of initiation, we're moving toward a universal initiation. Again, this is simply reflecting where we're going. The needs are movement toward the universal, the recognition that we all come from one being, or moving back toward that, and the ways all stem from the one work, and so the identification in terms of grouping is toward this also. And as the names have isolated and separated, we're moving toward a unnamed initiation and the movement toward the understanding of one activity. This is shown in not only in the globalization that's taking place economically, politically, scientifically, but it's shown how it unfolds and continues to unfold within people and their own awareness. The teaching is the guidance unfolding through the soul and through the heart, carried through the breath and manifests in the mind, and so movement goes forward. And it's not so much an individual path as it is, and this again is part of the work, of part of the process we're in, as those elements that were reserved for the priests or for the elect are now moving stronger and stronger into society, and they're part of everyday, daily living, accepted as fact. And that introducing of these qualities into the world is one aspect of the work. So these various steps and stages that we're taking and that I'm discussing now just generally, these are parts of the greater work that's needed. That's in front of us. A lot of these steps are what's directly in front of us now, and some of them are things that we're moving toward over hundreds or thousands of years. This, again, is part of the work. And so the current work is not only doing not only those things that are immediate of need or going to manifest and showing itself very shortly, relatively, but also doing those things that may take more time. Like baking a cake takes more time to put it in the oven and wait for it to come out. It may take 45 minutes, whereas the immediate need may be measuring a cup of flour. We do both of these things, we'll say concurrently, in that we're not only measuring out a cup of flour and mixing it with shortening, but we're also preheating the oven and getting out the pie pan, the cake pan. And then as we go further, one is preparing the other. They work together in harmony, but we're not expecting that the 35 or 45 minutes is going to take place immediately in the next step of the measuring of the cake flour. These things have got to come in harmony with each other, in balance, and in the correct order, and the elements have to be added in the right way, and the timing is needs to be correct. And any one of these steps and stages of making a cake, if they're altered, will change the outcome and the effect. And the timing, all we're looking at is the pattern. If we continue it and move toward the framework of beating the eggs, adding the liquids, measuring the flour, preheating the oven, which then has to heat, and so on and so forth. And we could say that we're generally pointing toward the fulfillment of bringing out the cake in an hour and a half or 2 hours. And this can change dramatically. So too with people having free will and having the ability to change the direction of what they're doing and what they're going toward, what we're pointing toward in the greater work is a pattern of the next few thousand years that I'll be discussing, and the overall framework and movement of qualities and elements of unification, of initiation, of expressing inner teachings and guidance, of moving into society in a more real way. That's not pertaining or limited to the hidden traditions. All these things would correlate to the aspects of baking the cake. And the end result of baking the cake is, or the intentions of doing these things, is to have the cake come out of the pan and then to eat it. So too, the pointing toward the unification of being and the remembering doesn't mean that in 3,000 years all the world is joy, harmony, bliss, and peace. And we've been here for many, 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 many thousands of years, and we'll continue on, assuming we don't blow ourselves up here on this planet. So we have the qualities that we're developing to make these next steps over time. And the framework that I'm speaking with generally as the framework of the next few thousand years, and the measuring out of the cup of flour, which is the immediate need of the baking a cake, this represents the steps and stages that are needed to be taken right now in this world. The preheating of the oven relates to those things that are going to come within the years that follow. So these are the next talks, getting more into the particulars of it, and then how to do it. How one of heart and breath and unfolding and knowing conveys these steps and stages into the world, and how the teaching or work is brought into the world. These things take time, abilities, capacities, understanding, perspectives, and these things that are grow within each individual as they become more as only part of the conscious work and effort that's always taking place. This is the work as it goes further. This introduction now will lead more to the specifics.